皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Lesson Season 2 Lesson 49. Your Japanese is great.
ペラペラですね。
You're fluent. Now, today, in addition to learning how to take a compliment on how good your Japanese is, we're going to cover two grammar points. Naomi-san, first grammar point.
始める as in 食べ始める.
To start eating.
勉強し始める.
To start studying.
The second one is なかなかない. As in なかなか覚えられません.
When なかなか is used with ない, it means something doesn't happen as expected or easily.More about this in the grammar section. Now, Naomi-sensei, what else can you tell us about today's conversation?
今日は、Aki さんと Kim さんの会話です。
A conversation between Aki and Mr. Kim.
Aki さんは日本人です。Kim さんは韓国人です。
Aki is Japanese and Mr. Kim is Korean.
Korea が韓国。韓国人は Korean.
Now, are they friends?
多分 not sure.
So, if you're not sure, you want to stick to polite Japanese. And today's conversation is in polite Japanese. Let's take a listen.
はい。
日本語がとても上手ですね。日本に来られてどれくらいなんですか？
今、ちょうど3ヶ月です。
え？たったの3ヶ月ですか？なんでそんなに日本語が流暢なんですか？
日本語は11歳から勉強し始めました。でも漢字はなかなか覚えられません。
韓国では漢字は使わないのですか？
昔は使っていたのですが、今はほとんど使われていないんです。
そうなんですか。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
日本語がとても上手ですね。日本に来られてどれくらいなんですか？
今、ちょうど3ヶ月です。
え？たったの3ヶ月ですか？なんでそんなに日本語が流暢なんですか？
日本語は11歳から勉強し始めました。でも漢字はなかなか覚えられません。
韓国では漢字は使わないのですか？
昔は使っていたのですが、今はほとんど使われていないんです。
そうなんですか。
今度は英語が入ります。
日本語がとても上手ですね。日本に来られてどれくらいなんですか？
Your Japanese is very good.How long have you been in Japan?
今、ちょうど3ヶ月です。
It's been exactly 3 months now.
え？たったの3ヶ月ですか？なんでそんなに日本語が流暢なんですか？
Really? Just 3 months? How are you so fluent in Japanese?
日本語は11歳から勉強し始めました。でも、漢字はなかなか覚えられません。
I began studying Japanese when I was 11, but I can't remember kanji very well.
韓国では漢字は使わないのですか？
You don't use kanji in South Korea?
昔は使っていたのですが、今はほとんど使われていないんです。
We used to, but now we hardly ever use it.
そうなんですか。
Really?
Naomi-sensei, Kim さんの日本語はすごいでしょ？
すごい上手ですね。
Kim さん's Japanese is something else.
ネイティブみたい。日本人みたい。
Like a Japanese person.
Yeah, that's a compliment too. Like, 日本人みたい。
Nihonjin being Japanese, and mitai means like, seems like.
Or sounds like.
In this case.
そうですね。ピーターさん、日本人みたい。
いえいえいえ。ナオミ先生は、アメリカ人みたい。
そうですか？
そうですよ。
え、日本語が？
そうですよ。あ、No, you're English.
Okay, you're talking about English, not Japanese, ne?
Yes. Okay, let's take a look at this compliment. 日本語お上手ですね。Now, for foreign speakers of Japanese, this is a compliment you'll come across quite a bit.
Japanese people don't usually expect foreigners to speak Japanese.
So if a foreigner does speak Japanese, they go over the top a bit.
そうですね。They're surprised and they're also happy.
Now, if you hear this expression, 日本語お上手ですね, it doesn't really mean it.
It sometimes does mean.
Sometimes. But most of the time, it's a comment that's kind of sprinkled into the conversation early, as soon as they hear you say a word or two.
Ah, そうかもしれないですね。
So maybe we should look at that. Depending on where it comes in the conversation, we'll tell you how sincere it is. If you meet a Japanese person, you say, Konnichiwa, Pita desu. 日本語上手ですね。If someone says that to you.
Oh, it means, oh, wow. You're trying to speak Japanese.
Yes. But if you just finish a speech in Japanese and they say to you,
日本語上手ですね。
They're pretty sincere. So rather than the compliment itself, the timing of when it's said has more to do with the sincerity. Now, let's take a look at the literal meaning. First, we have
日本語
Japanese
上手
Good at.
ですね。
Are, and here, the ne, the sentence ending particle, is adding emphasis. So, literally we have Japanese, good at, are, and the emphasis there. You're good at Japanese is what this translates to.
Instead of 日本語上手ですね, sometimes people put honorific o in front of 上手 and say 日本語お上手ですね.
It's the same meaning, just a little more polite.Now, if we just dissect this a bit further, there's the ga in there, 日本語が、But when speaking, that gets dropped.
そうですね。
So the expression is really, 日本語が上手ですね。
本当は、あなたは日本語が上手ですね。
And here the ga is not acting as a subject. Okay, so let's take a look at the vocab. What do we have here? Naomi sensei, お願いします。
流暢。
Fluent. Flowing.
流暢
Next.
漢字
Chinese characters.
漢字
Next.
覚える
To remember, to recollect, to memorize.
覚える
Next.
韓国
Korea.
韓国
Naomi sensei, let's take a closer look at some of the words we looked at today. First word.
流暢
Fluent in regards to language skill. Flowing. This is a really difficult word.
はい、とても難しいです。
The pronunciation is difficult and the kanji is really difficult. Now, the second kanji, 長 is not actually a 常用kanji, right, Naomi?
No, it's not 常用 kanji.
Now, the 常用 kanji are the government approved kanji that someone with a high school degree should know.
When non-joyo kanji appears on the newspaper, they put furigana on it. That's usually the case.
Because people are not expected to know it.
Hi.
Now let's take a look at how to use this word. Naomi-sensei, can you give us an example?
流暢な日本語ですね。
Your Japanese is fluent. You speak fluent Japanese. You speak Japanese fluently. So this word is a na adjective.So notice how we place 流暢 in front of 日本語 and as it's a na adjective, we need a na. So we wind up with
流暢な日本語流暢な日本語ですね。
So in Naomi sensei's case, I can say 流暢な英語ですね。
まだまだです。
Yes. We're going to go over that a little bit in a bit, but let's just do it now. Naomi sensei's response is one of the ideal responses to taking a compliment. What did you just say?
まだまだ
Still, or not yet.
まだまだです
So I still have a way to go.
英語は難しいです
English is difficult. So this is the ideal way to respond to somebody complimenting you on your Japanese.
Yeah, that's a very humble way.
Yeah, and we want to be humble.
Honto?
Yeah.
Are you a humble person, Peter?
Of course. So whenever anybody says, if they say,
流暢な日本語ですね?
いえいえ、 まだまだです。 No, no. Still. Or, いえ、そうでもありません。
Not really?
Yeah, that's not the case.
Oh.
And I'll always follow with, まだまだです。 Means, still a long way to go. Naomi-sensei, 流暢な英語ですね。
Yeah, まだまだです。
So it comes down to this, being humble is a very good way to respond to a compliment in Japanese.
Especially to older or someone in the higher position.
Now, let's stay on this topic of complimenting people, and we're talking about the word 流暢. Now, this is a very sophisticated word.
Hi.
So I think if you use it, people will be pretty impressed. You know, in fact, I didn't even see this word until we looked at the script.
We usually say, 上手ですね.
You're good at.
Or, ペラペラですね.
ペラペラ. This is an onomatopoeia that's used in Japanese to describe fluency in a language.
例えば、日本語ペラペラですね.
You're fluent in Japanese. So if you're talking in a casual situation, not even a casual situation, a polite situation, this is most likely the word you'll hear, ペラペラ.
People use it very often.
Okay, let's take a look at today's grammar point.
今日のグラマーは、始める.
A verb plus?
始める.
Now, 始める is a verb meaning to start. Now, in this case, we're using it with another verb, so it's acting as an auxiliary. So we take the ma stem of another verb, and we attach 始める. And in doing so, we form a construction meaning to start something. And that something is the verb that was attached, was the verb that was placed in front of the 始める. Let's take a look at the verb 食べる, to eat. Now, we need the ma stem. Naomi-sensei, give us the ma stem.
食べ.
So we drop the ru and we have 食べ. Once we have the ma stem, we attach it to
始める.
To form
食べ始める.
To start eating. 始める means to start. 食べ is the stem, is the ma stem of 食べる, which means to eat. So, to start eating. Let's take another verb.
飲む.
To drink. Ma stem is?
飲み.
Attach it to?
始める.
To get?
飲み始める.
To start drinking.
What about する?
Yes, of course, する is an irregular verb. There aren't many in Japanese, but there are a few. So, how do we do? What is the ma stem of する?
し.
So, attach it to?
始める.
To form?
し始める.
And I think a really good example of this is to study?
勉強し始める.
To start studying. Can we have an example sentence?
昨日からJapanesePod101.comで勉強し始めました.
I started studying with JapanesePod101.com yesterday. Okay, let's take a look at our second grammar point today.
なかなかない.
Now, this, again, means something doesn't happen as expected or easily. So let's have an example.
人の名前がなかなか覚えられない.
I have trouble memorizing people's names. So that, なかなかない, just can't seem to.
私はそうです。人の名前がなかなか覚えられません。
私も同じです。
私の名前知ってますか? ピーターさん。
もちろん、夏子。
あ。
すいませんでした。 またくだらない冗談を言ってしまいました。 That's it. We're done for today. There's so much we covered today, so you definitely want to pick up this PDF. Check out the Learning Center to really reinforce what you learned here today. That's going to do it for today.
じゃあ、また!
?日本語がとても上手ですね。日本に来られてどれくらいなんですか?
今、ちょうど3ヶ月です。
え? たったの3ヶ月ですか? なんでそんなに日本語が流暢なんですか?
日本語は11歳から勉強し始めました。でも、漢字はなかなか覚えられません。韓国では漢字は使わないのですか? 昔は使っていたのですが、今はほとんど使われていないんです。
そうなんですか。